The walls of the walled garden have evolved over time. Today, they encompass only about one-fifth of the original area envisioned when the Duke of Newcastle commissioned Sir John Vanbrugh to design his gardens. Initially, these walls enclosed both a kitchen and a fruit garden, with flowers being added later during Princess Charlotte's residency at Claremont.
Sir John Vanbrugh designed the expansive walls of the Duke's kitchen garden, which produced a variety of fruits including peaches, melons, pineapples and figs from the mid-1720s. Newcastle cherished the fruits grown in his extensive walled gardens and greenhouses, located east of the house. Today, only the walls remain. The 6 acres of the walled garden were managed by George Arnold and later John Greening, who resided in the White Cottage. Most of the fruit trees were planted as standards or trained against the warm red brick walls, while tender fruits and plants needed forced growth were kept in pits and stoves.
Many aristocratic gardens were accessible to visitors, particularly when the family was away, but Claremont was restricted to invited guests. In August 1750, Greening noted that he had sent out between 300 and 400 melons this week. The Duke of Newcastle also exchanged gifts of fruit and flowers with King George II, the Marquis de Pompadour, mistress of King Louis IV of France, and to his estate in London.